You're listening to a Media Snackers podcast. Check us out at mediasnackers.com.
Hello, I'm Sophie Livingston. I'm Head of Policy and Communications at Foyer, which is an organisation that represents over 130 foyers around the UK. A foyer is somewhere for a young person aged between 16 and 25 to live, but only on the condition that they agree to participate in education and training. They can live there for up to 2 years, and it's really a programme to help them move into independence. We offer life skills training, so things like healthy eating, budgeting, finance, all the things that if you were living at home, your parents would in an ideal world help you to learn in order to be able to live independently as an adult. Foyers work with about 10,000 young people a year. They're right across the UK and they really vary in size. The largest is in East London, it's got 210 beds. And the smallest is on Stornoway in the Western Isles, which has got 4 beds, and there's a huge mix in between.
Okay, well, thank you for giving up your time, Sophie, to be with us and chat with the Media Snaggers today. I'd like to ask you a question, which is how we got in contact. It's to do with the new kind of development that's happening about new media centres. And I know you guys got a big whacking grant. If you could tell us a bit about, you know, how much you got and what you're going to be using it for and why you guys are doing this.
Okay, we received a grant of £350,000 from the Department for Communities and Local Government. They've got something called the Hostels Capital Improvement Programme, which sounds very dry, but they've changed the title of the programme actually to call it Places for Change, which is much more appropriate. What it's about is about providing additional services for homeless people to help them move on in their lives, which is exactly what Foyers aim to do. We came up with the media centres idea, obviously, because young people are very excited by new media. New technology is very important, and it's something that actually the most disadvantaged usually get left out of accessing. So really, this is the kit in our media centres around England is everything that if your parents were loaded, you'd have in your bedroom, as someone put it to me. What we've done with that money is 10 foyers have now got very high-spec media kit. Unfortunately, it's only across England because the grant only allowed us to work in England. But we've got 10 media centres around the country, and they're meant to be hubs, not just for the foyer and the residents who live there, but for the local community and also other foyers around that region.
Okay, so what's in these media centres then?
Gosh, now you're asking me. high-spec kit, Macs, computers, cameras, mixing desks, all the sort of equipment that you would need to either make a film or make a CD. Some of them have recording studios. Different media centres will specialise in different areas. So, for example, Brighton is specialising in music because of the music scene in Brighton. So they've tried to sort of latch onto something in their local area. The one in Stratford is supposed to be documenting the change in the area in the run-up to the Olympics, for example.
And what are you hoping these new media centres will add to what you currently do then at Foyer?
Well, it's another way of engaging people for a start. One of the managers for the Sunderland Foyer, which has got a media centre, was describing to me that they have a very hard-to-reach client group to work with. They have a large proportion of ex-offenders, for example. And he said that there was one young man who they really had struggled to engage on anything. They couldn't get him to do anything. And they had a couple of days training in their media centre and they couldn't get him off the computer. They had to force him to go for a break. And it was the first thing he'd ever engaged on. Now, that sort of thing can be a really quick and easy win for a foyer that's really trying to work with some difficult people on the route to literacy and communication skills and basic skills. In a way that doesn't feel like traditional learning. A lot of the young people living in foyers may have been excluded from school or had quite a negative learning experience. It doesn't mean that they're not capable of it, it's just finding another route in. So that's one of the ways, but obviously also giving young people access to equipment to find out whether they've got a talent for something and helping them to develop skills that will move them into the workplace.
That's interesting. Now, can I ask you then about, because I know you've got a couple of other partners involved, because all the time I hear about these capital investment programs, and some of them are fantastic, obviously, but then there's always that issue of sustainability, and I'm thinking, well, if you got the actual kit in your centre, whether you be a homeless centre or whether you be a youth centre, have you got the people then to sustainably kind of train and utilise that kit? So how are you getting over that issue?
Well, I mean, it's a challenge. The biggest challenge for me in my position is that we don't own or manage the foyers. So it's up to the individual foyers to work around that on a local level. They're all tackling it in different ways, and it is a real problem that it was only capital funding. However, we have got a partnership with BBC Training and Development at a national level, and the aim is to get BBC staff into the media centres to work with young people and with foyer staff on the equipment. We have also all the media centres have been applying for a small amount of revenue funding that's come out of communities and local government recently, because they finally recognised that revenue is quite important as well. Yes. So they've allowed their capital projects to bid for this revenue funding. And a lot of them are now making partnerships with local training providers. So we launched the project in Brighton, and there were two local media training providers there who were vying to effectively run the media centre, which is quite a nice position for the foyer to be in. Mm. So they're all doing it in their own different ways, getting in that support, but it's not an easy task, and some of them are having to rely on volunteers, which is great, but at the same time it's not the most sustainable way of doing it. So yes, we are absolutely looking for funding to try and roll that out in a more sustainable way, and obviously help more young people access the centres by hopefully installing more and more foyers.
Yeah, you said at the beginning of this interview about it's not just for the people who are in the centres themselves. Mm-hmm. There's always that kind of stigmatisation with homeless young people. Straight away, you know, you're in a very small minority group, and there's always, oh, you're homeless for a reason, whether it be drugs, crime, you're antisocial, when we know that that's not usually the reason, is it? Now, how are you hoping to get, like, the community, I suppose, involved in a centre which has that stigma attached to it?
Well, different foyers will have a different level of stigma, if you see what I mean, because some of them will already run community services and be a hub for the community. Others will be less so.
Okay.
It is obviously a challenge, but if you're running courses in conjunction with another organisation, be it the local college or another training provider, then, for example, the guys in Brighton were saying, well, we want to bring people in from the community to do these services, and obviously they would find the people and bring them in. So already you're breaking down that barrier. Mm. And obviously the way that the centre is used can help break down barriers. For example, if you make a film and show that in a local venue, that's already creating a message about what the foyer is and what it's doing. And having our launch in Brighton with Natasha Kuklinski there obviously really helped the story for the Brighton foyer about the positive things that are coming out of the foyer. But it's a continuous challenge, because people do have misconceptions about homeless people, and in particular young people, who are increasingly stigmatised. So, you know, it's sort of almost the worst of both worlds in terms of people's perceptions, but this is quite a positive way of trying to turn it around.
Yeah, definitely. And tell us a bit about, I know you've just launched, so you won't have firm numbers, but how many do you think will be using this stuff, and what are your projections then in that case?
Well, I mean, the projections, again, are all based on the individual foyers, but obviously, it's open to everybody who lives in that foyer, and we're working with quite large numbers. I think there's at least 50 in the Brighton foyer, and there's certainly more in the Birmingham foyers. That we've put a media centre into two Birmingham foyers. And obviously, with the community, with other young people from other foyers, you know, it could be in the thousands accessing this this kit, which would be fantastic. And then, of course, you've got the message spreading as well. We're also a partner of Virgin's nationally, and we're talking to Virgin Media about how we might be able to work with them and their staff to try and, get their staff into the centres, but also maybe use their TV channels as a platform for young people's work. Mm-hmm. Because it's partly about creating stuff in centres, but it's also about what we do with that content, because it's got to go somewhere. And that's really important for young people. If they, you know, they're working very hard on a film, where does it go, and who sees it, and what's that message about?
Totally.
So that's, you know, that's for me, that's my bit of the work, which is trying to get it out there. And for the foyers, have got to concentrate on how they put it together and how many people can access it.
Well, that's fantastic. It all sounds very exciting. Project sounds very new for you guys, and it's a great direction to be going in. And I'd just like to thank you for giving up your time again for speaking to Media Snackers. Thank you, Sophie.
That's all right. Thank you, too.
You're listening to a Media Snackers podcast. Check us out at mediasnackers.com.